This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip, ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias, ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Christ. Journey. John the Baptizer's journey in the world began with his parents, like our journeys do. His parents were priests, came from distinguished priestly families. His father was a priest who ministered in the temple of God in Jerusalem. He was one who came from the priestly family of Abijah. John's mother, Elizabeth, was descended from Aaron, the priest who was with Moses in his journeys in the wilderness. He came from that distinguished line of priests. And as priests, his parents dutifully fulfilled their priestly duties, going and preparing and tending to the care of the temple and the daily way life of sacrifices and ministering before God. And it was in one of those ministerings, in one of those times when Zechariah, John's father, was alone in the temple, that an angel came in a vision to him and proclaimed the birth of his son. He didn't believe it at first. He didn't believe that this story was beginning. A new life was coming into the world. His story seemed over. Zechariah was old. His wife had been barren. How could this be? The angel, in a response, silenced Zechariah. Silenced him and confirmed the promise. Confirmed that he would bear a son. That his wife would bear a son. That they would raise this son into this distinguished priestly line, and his son would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Zechariah goes home to Elizabeth, and the child is conceived. And on the day of that child's birth, as Zechariah holds his newborn son, he proclaims a prophecy, the first words that he utters since receiving the news of his son's coming. And those words are what we heard the choir sing in between our readings. It's the Benedictus. Benedictus for that first word, blessed. It is a word and a prophecy of blessing that comes. That comes and drives away the gloom of death. As this child will come and prepare the way of the Lord. And the child grows strong in the Spirit. And the Spirit comes in our reading from the Gospel today and begins working in that child again. John is filled with the Spirit, heading into the wilderness, as Trey spoke of. Heading into that wilderness along the Jordan, a 70-mile stretch of river. And strong in the Spirit begins proclaiming a baptism of repentance and preparing the way of God. preparing the way of God, which is what we're doing in this Advent season. It's what Advent is all about. John is journeying from place to place, preparing people with that baptism of repentance, inviting them to turn over their lives, to make a new start, to be vulnerable enough to say that they need a new start, to be humble enough to set aside their pride and enter into the waters and be baptized as Jesus would come to be himself. John is preparing the way for Jesus. In this Advent, we prepare the way in our own journeys. But I didn't think that the journey would be so full of bloodshed. Each week of Advent thus far, as I prepared for Sunday and the message that I would bring, I've been wrestling with the news that's been difficult. Mass casualty events. Last week, it was a driver mowing down people in a Christmas parade in Wisconsin. This week, it was a high school shooting, another shooting in Michigan at Oxford High School, where four kids lost their lives. And for no apparent reason. I don't know why these events hit me. We've had so many of them. And yet they do. I haven't become numb to them yet. Like I've become numb to the numbers of those who have died in the pandemic. Every week seeing hundreds or thousands of people that are dying in the last couple years due to this disease. Numbers that I don't really wrap my head around anymore. Or numbers like we see in events of war, a war that's been going on and on and on for 20 years. It's only now finally trying to draw to a close, and yet there is news of drone strikes and collateral damage and casualties. We cannot escape death in our life, but you know, never in my life have I felt so surrounded by it. Death seems everywhere this Advent. Maybe it's because it was a gift given in honor of the child whom we are preparing for that was the dealer of death this week. The Oxford High School shooter was given his gun as a Christmas gift by his parents. A gift to celebrate the coming Prince of Peace. It was a gift of war. Gift of violence, a gift that quickly did violence. And in this world where we see families posing with guns for their Christmas photos and giving guns and weapons for Christmas gifts, I wonder how lost we have become on our journey and how far we have wandered from those baptismal waters. This last week in confirmation, we were sitting around the baptismal font learning about the giftedness that God makes us, the ways that God forms us in our mother's wombs, the ways that God gives us unique talents and abilities, that God calls us to use those talents and abilities for the sake of the world. And one of our students, one of our confirmation students, raised her hand and asked, "Well, how is this true? If God is forming us and gifting us, then how come so many people are so bad? How come," and she named off people in her life who were sexist, racist, self-destructive, despairing, violent, "how can we be so lost?" Because that's indeed what we are. Lost. Lost and vulnerable. Surrounded by death. And yet, this morning, these baptismal waters, this baptizer traveling along the Jordan, inviting people into this baptism of repentance and the forgiveness of sins, preparing the way for Jesus, who will baptize not just with water, but with the Holy Spirit as well, giving that gift and that promise, that purpose of God in his life and in his baptism. As we are coming to these words of John, this one who's proclaiming the way of God in the wilderness, we come to one who can guide us again. For our baptisms are indeed guides for us on our journeys. A lot of times we think of them as the starting place, the water that we come from and begins our journey with Christ. That's how we celebrate it normally in our life of faith. We baptize and then move on from it. Maybe not thinking of it very often again. But baptism in its own way, this water that we are washed in, this water that we are dipped in, this water can be our compass in the world that seems so lost. And when we feel most lost, it can be our compass to guide us back to the ways of peace. When Zechariah proclaims to his son that his words, his work, that God's mercy through him will drive away the gloom of death and lead us into peace, he's speaking of this baptismal promise, the ways that it can guide us, the ways that it guides us. And how does it guide us in this? So often in our lives, we try to live life to the fullest. We don't think of death. Death is the end. That's generally how the story of lives go. You're born, you live, and then you die. But the story of baptism, the story proclaimed in the waters of baptism, is a different story. It's almost backwards in a way. In the waters of baptism, you die so that you may live. It is connecting in with the story of Jesus who dies so that we may live. And in this water of baptism, in this death that we're baptized into, we find that death need not hold power over us anymore. That death is indeed a beginning place. And that this death that's proclaimed in baptism is a death of all the ways that we have been lost. The ways that we have wandered from God. The ways that we haven't lived up to God's promises. The ways that we've forgotten how much God loves us, and feel forlorn, abandoned. The ways that we have substituted God for things that might be less than but more visible. The ways that we have substituted our pride for our humility, or our lust for our innocence, or our greed for our generosity. In baptism, we're invited to die, to let those ways that draw us from God die in those waters. And in returning to baptism, we return to the compass that can guide us in life. And when we are lost, we are invited to die again, to look inside and see what ways have we fallen into the trap of death, to let those die. So that we might be born, so that we might come again out of those waters and breathe in, inspired in the new life that is coming in Christ. For that promise of the Holy Spirit and the new life is coming. John the Baptist proclaims that the one who baptizes with a more powerful baptism is coming yet. That child, Jesus, is coming and he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. That he is coming, and all flesh shall see the salvation that comes in him. That Holy Spirit promise of life and birth, of kingdom, of reign, is coming in a way that all flesh shall see. As we journey on in this Advent season, preparing our ways for the coming of Jesus, preparing our homes to receive the celebration of Christmas, preparing our families for the celebrations that we come together to celebrate, preparing our church for the celebrations that we will offer together in worship for the sake of our community, for the honor of God. As we go through this Advent, preparing these ways, journeying about our lives, let us be guided by the baptizer again. That the gloom of death, though it surrounds us, need not overcome us. From the waters of baptism, that gloom is driven away, and peace can reign again. Peace can reign again. Let peace reign again, O God. Help us to set down the woes of this world. Help us to die to the ways that we fear, to live and be born again into the confidence that you provide through Jesus Christ. Amen.